Miscellaneous, staff report.
Just a reminder for the board, the county usually sends out a reminder. I'm not sure if anyone has received it, but the Form 700 filing is due on April 1st.
It's in my mailbox today.
Oh, great.
I just saw it.
Good. Also, just to get an update, we have issued the RFP for property management and leasing services. It was sent to a number of firms, and we have a notice of intent date in a few weeks, so we'll see how many folks who are interested.
How is that going to affect? So if we go out, we get a new property manager, or we keep the same one, is our intent still to have the real estate property manager be the one overseeing the construction project if we decide to move forward with that?
I think it'll depend on who ends up being the property manager. I think that if they have those capabilities and experience with those types of projects, I think it's just going to depend on what happens with that and also with the direction that the board wants to take with the building.
And when is that coming back to us?
Next week.
Next week, okay.
Brown, Tim?
Just a reminder that next week's board meeting is on Thursday. It's going to be a special board meeting, which we normally set aside for special topics. The special topic du jour is best practices in how property owners manage the property. So we're going to have folks from Saul and Invesco come in to talk about how they think about the properties that they own, how they partner with outside parties, what functions are best dealt with by the owner, what functions are best dealt with by third parties. Since we've had these ongoing discussions about the roles and responsibilities for property management, we have the RFP outstanding, we thought it was timely to dive into this.
Great idea. Timely.
Okay, Karen?
Nothing, thank you.
Kurt?
Nothing.
Christina?
Okay, Harvey?
You've had enough from me. Thank you.
No other outside professionals. Trustees. Trustee.
Well, Scott, John and I, along with three from staff, Gail, Tim, and Chi-Chi, visited the Wirtz offices in Seattle. Yeah. It was very good, very impressed with the staff. I think it was worthwhile, and I think we have a lot to look forward to with the new investment consultant. So I just want to report that speaking on behalf of everybody else, I'm hoping we're very impressed.
Yes.
Agree?
Agree.
Anyone want to comment on Sunday, Mondays, well, Tuesday mornings?
Calipers.
Well,
I wasn't there.
Just go ahead.
I don't think I should be the one doing it.
Well, I attended, and I sat in for the first session Sunday when PEMCO spoke on the economic forecast, and I thought they did a pretty good job and had a lot to give us thought on what to anticipate this year. And the Monday's meetings were lively, very worthwhile attending, all of them. And then Tuesday morning, I only stayed for the first speaker who spoke about retirement and what to look forward to, how to plan for it, and what we as trustees should be thinking about our own retiree members. But anyway, another good conference from CalPERS.
Also, the second session on Tuesday.
You stayed for it?
I stayed for it. And the LACERA's chief information officer gave a really good presentation on security. A number of the things we're currently doing, and there are one or two things that we're going to be following up on to possibly implement here. So that was very good. Our own Harvey gave an excellent presentation, if I must say, on municipal bankruptcies. That was very interesting.
Very entertaining.
Yes.
On the second speaker, as you know, cyber security is something that because there was an investment firm that I really wanted us to go with a couple of years back, who were investing in that field. So it's always been kind of an interest to me. One of the things that came out of that second part is, and I don't know if we have this in place, but it's worth talking about. If we are hacked, do we have an infrastructure in place to notify all vendors? And I thought that was really important because at the time the incident happens, well, what do we do now is usually what people say. Well, if we have a plan in place, we don't have to ask, what do we do now? And I think that that was really good. And the other thing was, contact law enforcement, local or federal, to register with the feds. I wrote that down. Do you know why I was talking about that, thinking about that? Is that to register?
The FBI has a service where they can run a background check on IT professionals and then give you a heads up on
that's where it was. Threats. Yeah. Okay. Good. So that was the other thing that impressed me. And the other thing I learned is we have a president of the taxpayers of the state of California on our board. He was just nominated and became, and I'm happy to have him on our board and congratulate him on his new position. Congratulations, Press.
Thanks. Well, let's restate the title. No. I am president, but it's the California Association of County Treasurer Tax Collectors.
Treasurer Tax Collectors.
Anyway.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
It's a little different.
I might comment. On our presentation down in Monterey, the first speaker was the one that really caught my attention, and let me try and summarize some of his comments. Inflation is low, trending lower. Obviously, I think he was fairly careful, as almost all speakers on this topic are, to say these are my opinions and not don't represent the Federal Reserve Board, but he is now an advisor for an asset management firm, but worked on the board for a number of years and certainly appeared to be very knowledgeable. But 2% is probably going to be high. He expected it to be lower. Concern that drop in oil prices is not an increase in supply, it's a reduction in demand. Kind of interesting because that's not what you now read. Low inflation is impacting every economy in the world, both advanced and emerging. Key components to global inflation, falling oil prices, stronger dollar, global low inflation, global aggressive monetary policy. The key focus for the Federal Reserve will now be on inflation. Unemployment is basically down to traditional levels. Does not expect the Federal Reserve to begin raising interest rates in June. I think that's probably the most common starting date that you hear for
that
increases.
Yeah.
Sort of interesting. 30-year Treasury bond yields are too low. This asset allocation models just really gets into what we do. And he talked about 60-40 and 70-30.
Right.
As a equity fixed income ratio. Some interesting stuff here. How to produce alpha. Oh, I know. Here we go. Bonds expects the downward trend of interest rates to continue as not sustainable, which we have realized for really up to 20 years of interest rates trending down, which means bond portfolios trend up and you realize that appreciation. He thinks the interest is basically, for all practical purposes, as low as it's going to go. And if you had an all fixed income portfolio, you could realize going forward 2.5% annually as a rate of return. In equities, he expects equities to do less well than they have in the past. See somewhere in the range of 6% at best, and with a 60-40 portfolio, you would realize a 4% rate of return. With other factors, he might raise it to 5.2%. What can be done if we have a traditional allocation, investing in some non-U.S. equities, high-yield bonds, and small-cap stocks? You could see something in the range of 6 to 6.5%, with private debt maybe up to 7%. So we obviously at 7.25 are slightly above the best alternative range that he was able to identify. Anyway,
I'll bet you were surprised Monday, yesterday, when the announcement that rates likely go up in June. And
yeah.
The stock market going down 322 points. Everybody liquidated and went to the sidelines.
You know, what was really, he really was kind of emphasizing that it would, he didn't think there was going to be a raise in June and in September, but after that, there was going to be a raise. And he was really kind of emphatic upon that, that's the way it was going to go.
That's the way Western asked.
The article that you are referring to was like, oh my God, well, who really knows, you know? What's really going to happen?
Well, that's between he and Janet Yellen. I'm thinking she's going to have a better
beat. She's got the power, right?
If he waited today, he would have changed his opinion.
That's right. We had to catch him on Monday.
That's it. He would have said that Tuesday. We'd have a different opinion.
I'm not supporting hard. Like, this is what I predicted. You know, next year, where was I at? Because all these people make these predictions. You forget about them. And you know, I just wish there was a way to say I predicted this, and this
a little scorecard.
Well, there's
It used to be called tape.
Stock market tips.
Well, Tim is tracking all that for us, so we're
anybody who has a forecast is probably wrong.
Has there ever been a forecast of when these rates are going to increase that hasn't
apparently
fallen
not
through? I mean, I have to imagine that it's baked in. Talk about baked in. This is going to be a one-day event. Everybody's going to go, and the next day they'll say, oh, hell, it's been that way for months. So that's my prediction. Write that down.
Okay.
There'll be a downturn, and then it'll start up.
It'll be interesting to see if it actually goes up in June.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're interested in the slides, there's no, like, links on the page, but if you go to calipers.org/GA2015,
right.
All the presentations are available.
They're all there.
Mm-hmm. Are they on CalPERS? Because they were saying they were on the
They're on there, numbers. But if you just went to the site and tried looking it up, you wouldn't be able to find it.
So GA/GA/2015.
No, GA2015.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other topic that we did hear a fair amount on, in addition to bankruptcies from Harvey, was on a mortality increase. By the way, for all of us individually, that's good news.
You don't mean a mortality increase.
Well, the table has increased. You're right. You're right.
The longevity increase.
The longevity increase.
Important to you, distinction.
And the mortality deferment.
With the distinction.
Mortality is at the end of the chart, so we want to postpone that as long as possible. I'm sure Kurt and our actuarial team will have more to say on that as time passes. But from our point of view, as fiduciaries to the plan, obviously that means annuities will be paid over a longer period of time, and the cost to the system will be greater than we're now projecting.
So we've heard from you, rates are going down and longevity is going up. So the gap is getting wider.
Exactly.
If that's what I said, I want to rephrase it. I'm not sure costs are going down on any of that. But
it does not bode well for a good headline in the Contra Costa Times. Sarah deals with newest problem. Longer life.
Well, just to clarify, one of Paul's points was that in the public sector, we're not going to be as impacted as much since we're doing, experience studies every 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
It was more of an impact in the private sector because they had to follow, it was an IRS guideline to follow a chart from 15 years prior, so it had more of an impact in the private sector than it will on us.
Exactly.
Good point.
The private side, we use fixed tables. This is my experience.
And ours change every 3 years.
Ours changes as we do experience studies and determine that a change is appropriate. So,
but our demographics.
But keeping news is still good news in mind.
And we're all here alive.
And we're all here to participate in that, hopefully. Anything further? I think a motion to adjourn is appropriate.
So
lots
second.
Of motions.
Second.
Lots of seconds.